Have your Bible, turn with us this morning to John chapter 12. Have your Bible, John chapter 12. We'll begin this morning at verse 12, if the Lord will be our help. Speaking of the triumphal entry, this is Palm Sunday, by the way, amen. A Sunday that Jesus rose up before the Passover, amen. He rose into Jerusalem on that glorious morning. And this is the story, we want to look at it, but we really want to try to mind the Lord this morning, what God's give us. And the Bible says, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet Him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when He had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy King cometh sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not His disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered that these things were written of Him, and that they had done these things unto Him. The people therefore that was with Him, when He called Lazarus out of his grave, and raised him from the dead, by a record. For this cause the people also met Him, for that they heard that He had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after Him. As we look at this morning, and this is such a magnificent story, and I want to just give you a little visual this morning to help you just realize what's taking place. Now Jesus had been ministering for a while. He'd been going here and there, and He'd been all over the land, basically, spreading the gospel of the kingdom. And as He begins to come into Jerusalem, the Bible says that as He came into this city, He said, much people went out to meet Him. Amen? A lot of folks had heard about Jesus, and they had heard about they knew about the Passover, and they heard that He was coming. Amen? So a lot of people began to show up in Jerusalem. Now, this was already a crowded time. A lot of folks, by the thousands, would be pouring into Jerusalem for the Passover. And as they begin to pour into Jerusalem, you can just see this crowd as they come out to meet Him. Amen? And as you begin to get this picture, you begin to see. Now, they had lots of gardens in Jerusalem. A lot of gardens. What they were palm trees and fig trees. And they're not like gardens we have here, but they're all along the roads. And all along around the houses and the homes and along the highways would be these gardens of trees, if you will. And if you can just envision in your mind, as the Bible begins to tell us about this, that multitudes upon multitudes come out that day. They come out to see Jesus, this man that they had heard about, that had done so many marvelous things. I want to say praise God today. He's still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Amen. I'm glad for that. He's still that same Christ that came and, praise God, walked on this earth for 33 and a half years. Laid down His life, praise God, for an old sinner like me. Amen. But see, this Bible said that this bunch of folks began to cry and to praise His name. They began to magnify the God of glory. Amen. They took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet Him and cried, Hosanna, which means save now. Amen. They would say, hey, listen, Hosanna, save us, Lord. Are we looking for You? And now what was they desiring? They was desiring that protection that God can give. Amen. Just like me and you desire His protection today. Amen. They was looking for His protection, but they was looking for deliverance. But I want to say they wasn't looking for a delivering God. They was looking for some one to take them out of the hands of the Romans and just allow them to be the kind of people that they wanted to be. Amen. They was looking for Him, but they was looking in all the wrong places, if you will. They was looking with the wrong attitude of heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. They weren't looking for a Savior that could save their soul from a devil's hell. They was looking for a Redeemer, praise God, that would come and deliver them from the persecution of the Romans. Amen. They had economical desires. Amen. They wanted to be able to prosper. They had emotional desires. They wanted to get out from under that Roman hand, if you will, that persecution that they was having to abide in. Amen. But the Bible says they begin to, that Jesus went in there and He got on that colt of an ass and He began to go up onto the, begin to descend down into Jerusalem. And these people begin to cry, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. They said, we need some saving. And we need saving. Well, I tell you what, if there's ever been a time that we need salvation in our land, it's right now. I was telling the fellas in the prayer room, praise God, our justices are getting ready to go up and make a decision on this gay marriage. Amen. It's same-sex marriage in this land, and they're fixing. What they're going to do, they're going to push it and make it a law. Amen. That these people can marry whoever they want to. See, it's not about marrying somebody they love. It's about stepping beyond that and marrying whoever they want to. Amen. It's a wicked mess that we're in. But praise God, we need a God of glory to intervene. We need God to intervene in the actions and the reactions of this world, praise God, to the saving of men's souls. If they got saved, they wouldn't want to live in this heathen lifestyle. I want to say it's heathenism. Amen. It's rejecting the God of glory. Praise God. But these folks they didn't realize what was taking place. We don't realize today what's taking place in our land. We don't realize how the devil is creeping in, destroying and tearing down. You know what he wants to do? He wants to destroy the home. He wants to destroy the very sanctity of marriage itself. He wants to destroy the family unit, praise God. If he can do that, he can annihilate the whole human race. Amen? That's what he wants to do. And if we ain't very careful, we just fall right into his snare. Amen? But praise be to God, the Bible says that there was a Savior came. And he begins to lay it out how he came. And he said that people begin to come see him. Now I want you to notice verses 17 and 18. I'm going to get in the message in just a minute. But I just want to lay this groundwork out where you can see it. As they begin to come, he began to come in and they begin to spread those palm leaves and to lay their clothes out before him and cry, Hosanna! Amen. To the King of Israel. Amen. So these two groups of people. Verse 17 said, the people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead by a record. So that was one group of people there. They was people that seen the miracles of God. They was a pair of people there had seen Christ Jesus in action. They knew what he was able to do. They knew who he was. Amen. They could see the power. And they said, hey, listen, Nicodemus said, I know that power don't come from man. It's got to come from above. Amen. So there was a group of people that was there when they seen it happen. He said, for this cause, the people also met him. For they had heard that he had done this miracle. So they was people that had seen it. And they was people coming because they had heard it. Amen. Praise God. I would God that people had seen the miracles of God like we've seen around here. Praise God would come to Jesus. And I praise God that, Lord God, it would get out on us. That something's taking place in Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church. And God Almighty's real. Amen. Amen. And people would begin to hear and come, praise God, to see this man called Jesus. You say, preacher, is he real? He's real. He's real this morning. He's not make-believe. He's not fiction. He's real. He's a real Savior who really got up. He's a Savior that caused a lot of confusion. The Bible said, verse 19, the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive you how ye prevail nothing? Now they had made a proclamation. They said, hey, anybody, any Jew that follows after this Jesus said you're going to be kicked out of the synagogue. You're going to be ostracized. You're not going to be part of the church no more if you follow this man Jesus. Boy, you'd think the day in the tire we live, praise God, if there had been a proclamation like that around here. Amen. I mean, folks just falling away, getting away from God. In this world, I'm talking about in these United States of America, praise God, we just pushing God out. Are we afraid? What are we afraid of? Amen. Afraid of God to give us some help, God to give us some encouragement. He said, praise God, they perceive that you prevail nothing. He said, you've threatened them with ostracization. You've threatened them to be cast out of the synagogue, praise God. But hey, listen, here they are just falling in by the groves to see this man Jesus. Amen. He said, behold, the world is gone after him. Amen. So they kick him Jesus' followers out of synagogue and all that, but he said, praise God, the whole world. Said, ain't prevailed. Said, the whole world's come out to see Jesus. The whole world, everybody, mankind. Praise God, they're coming out to see Jesus. Hey, I believe mankind is still looking for Jesus. Amen. I believe people are still desiring the Lord. Amen. I believe that. I believe folks is looking for something today, and they're looking for truth. And that's Christ Jesus, the precious Lamb of God. Amen. But we see this picture as we see it laid out and see these multitudes come and they spread out and they begin to cry, Hosanna! Amen. Hosanna! God save now. Amen. But John, as he writes this, I begin to see something here. In verse 16, the Bible says, these things understood not his disciples at the first. Now, I want you to notice something. John was writing this. He was penning this down. John was one of those disciples. Amen. John was one of those disciples that understood not what was going on. I wonder how many people today are sitting in our fundamental independent Bible believing churches that don't understand what salvation is about. They don't understand what being a child of God is. Amen. They don't understand. These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him and that they had done these things unto him. He said, hey, John's confession, he said, we didn't realize in the beginning who this man Jesus was. We didn't realize the power of the mind. We'd seen the miracles, but we didn't realize what he was able to do. We didn't realize the man that he was and the God that he was. Amen. I'm afraid we sell Jesus short this morning. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I wonder how much we're lifting him up today. I wonder how much, praise God, we're magnifying Jesus in our lives. I wonder when we go down to the restaurant, we get our meal, if we bow our head and we pray and we ask God to bless it, and we ask it in Jesus' name unashamedly. Amen. Amen. I hope we do. If we're ashamed of him, he said, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to be ashamed of Jesus. I'm just going to proclaim his blessed name. But I want to preach this morning for just a few minutes, and I'll try to hurry if God will help us on this thought. When it's too late. When it's too late. These disciples, praise God, they seen the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. They knew him, and he'd ministered to them and ministered through them, praise God. And he said, hey, listen, hey, we didn't realize it till it was too late. I wonder how many people today, praise God, as we see this picture, and Jesus, praise God, I want to say he's coming again. Amen. The angel said, just like he's seen him go out, he's coming again. But I wonder how many of us is looking for him in sincerity. I wonder how many of us is trusting in it and relying on the Word of God like it could be today. There's not very many people living that kind of life. Amen. We're not living that kind of life like we expect him to come at any minute. And he could. Amen. But it's one of these days, praise God, it's going to be too late. You see, they didn't realize who they'd been in the presence of. They didn't realize who'd give them their help. He didn't realize where the inspiration come from till it was too late. Till it was too late. I'm wondering how many people today are waiting too late. Too late to talk with him. Amen. Number one, when we wait too late to talk with Jesus, we put it off. Amen. When you don't talk to him, you don't call upon his name, you don't rely on him, you don't adhere to him. Praise God, we don't want to speak to him because we don't want to hear what he's got to say. Amen. We want to live our own way. We want to live our own life, but praise God, I wonder how it falls in line with God. I wonder how it falls in line with what he says. That's what makes the difference. We have to be willing to talk. We can't wait till it's too late. We need to do it now. We need to talk to Jesus now. Amen. Why, it's today. We need to pray. Number one, we need to pray for salvation. We've got loved ones, praise God, it's lost. We've got loved ones that's deceived. That's slipping off into hell. We've had a numerous ones mentioned here in this church this morning, praise God, that need a touch of God. Amen. But we're going to fool around. We're going to wait till it's too late. Amen. Till it's too late. When it's too late, praise God, it's too late. We've got people that need that. We've got children that need encouragement. Amen. We've got children that need guidance and leadership. We've got children that need the strength of God in their life. A lot of you parents, listen to me. We went through a lot of things. There was a lot of things when we were growing up in the school. But praise God, it ain't nothing like it is now. Amen. Starting in the middle school, praise God, even in the elementary, there's things there that we never had to deal with. Our children are having to stand up and face them. They're having to deal with them. They're having to walk through these trials every day. And praise God, we need to start praying for them and lift them up to God now before it's too late. Amen. And when it's too late, it's too late. Amen. We need to pray for them and magnify God before their eyes today. Amen. Get a hold of heaven before it's too late. John said, hey, listen, we didn't understand it till it was too late. Amen. To do anything about it. Jesus came, praise God, to Israel in the kingdom. But he said, hey, we procrastinated too. It's too late. We were looking what we could get out of it instead of what God had to give us. Amen. So we got to learn before it's too late to talk to Him, communicate with God. Amen. Most of all, we got to ask Him to forgive our sin, come in our heart. Open that line of communication where we can communicate with God. He can communicate with us. Amen. When we get help from the Holy Ghost of God, He can move in our hearts and our lives, change us from the inside out. Brother Bill says so many times, without a change, there's no chance. Amen. I'm afraid the devil, Brother Rex was teaching this morning, the devil's got people deceived. Amen. They believe you can go on having hatred and spite and envy in your heart, praise God. The Lord said that you're not one of His. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, when Jesus gets a hold of your heart, He puts in love and compassion. He gives you a new heart. Amen. A heart of love. Amen. You can't help but love people. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, we can't wait till it's too late. It's too late when we don't pray and we don't seek God's face. And then number two, we begin to listen. It's about too late. Hey, it's not too late to listen. But if we wait till it's too late to begin to listen to God. Amen. So many times we pray, but we never stop to listen what God's reply is. Amen. We need to pray and we need to listen what God's reply. How do you know what God's saying? Through His Word. Amen. Hide it in your heart that you sin not against Him. Amen. Being filled with the Spirit, praise God. Hey, that means taking in that Word, praise God. Take it into your heart, letting it become a part of who you are. He said, not being drunk with wine wherein is excess, but being filled with the Spirit. Now, let me just say this. He said, in order to be to be drunk with wine, in order to stay drunk, you got to keep drinking. Amen? When you quit drinking, praise God, you begin to sober up. But the Holy Ghost of God telling us that we're supposed to be continually filled with the Spirit. He said, what's He saying? Is that we got to continually drink that good Word of God. Amen? So we got to pray and seek God's face, and we got to listen to what He says. Amen. It don't do a bit of good, praise God, to talk to God when He speaks to your heart, you don't listen. We've got to listen to what He says, praise God, so we can fall in line with Him. Amen. We got to be willing to listen so that we can follow Christ. Amen. Now, you parents, listen to me. We got to be examples. Amen. I've told you before, praise God, you only get one shot at this. Amen. We only get one shot at raising our children. And praise God, if we're not praying for them, if we're not lifting them up to God, and we're not willing to listen to what God says, we're going to lose our chance. Amen. Some of you have children. Some of you are going to have children. Praise God, we get one chance at this. You only get one chance. Praise God, don't do like I did and flub it up. Praise God, listen. Take time to listen to God. To do it right. Let me share something with you. In Mark chapter 10, let me just share this with you. It'll help you. In Mark chapter 10, the Bible says there was a rich young ruler. And this rich young ruler, he said, and when he was gone forth, verse 17, Mark chapter 10 said, when he had gone forth into the way, there came one running, talking about Jesus. This young, rich young ruler, one came running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Amen. He said, what can I do that I might have an inheritance? I just wonder today, praise God, what do we need to do today that our children can have an inheritance? What do we need to do before it's too late? Amen. Before it's too late, what can we do so that we can be assured today that our children have an inheritance? I'm not talking about the money that you can leave them. I'm not talking about the houses and land. I'm talking about salvation and a righteous walk with God. He said, what can I do? Praise God. You want me to tell you what he ought to be able to do? He ought to be able to follow mama and daddy. Praise God. He ought to be able to walk in their footsteps in a relationship to God. Amen. Jesus said, follow me. Amen. And I'll lead you in the way. So do what I have you to do. And Jesus said, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that's God. He said, God's the only good thing about me. Amen. He said, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. Hello? He said, do these things. And he said, and he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. He said, I've done all these things. I've observed the things. I've done what God says to do. Amen? I wonder how many of us can say, I've done all that God said to do. You want to inherit the kingdom of God? Amen. You want a godly inheritance? Amen. Have you done all that God said for you to do? God help us. Oh me, as Brother James would say. We haven't done anywhere near what God's told us to do, have we? We've all failed and come short of the glory of God. We do it all the time. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, he said, and he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Amen. Jesus loved him. Amen. I won't say Jesus loves me and you. Amen. He loves you the same that he rubbed this rich young ruler. Amen. He loved him, but he said, hey, listen, if you're going to have a relationship with him, he said, you've got to be willing to listen to Christ. You've got to be willing to follow Christ. Amen. Mamas, daddies, grandmas, grandpas. Amen. We've got to be willing to follow Christ if we're going to give them an inheritance. Amen. This rich young ruler was asking a question. What am I going to have for an inheritance? And Jesus said, look at what he says in verse 21. He said, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way and sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross and follow me. Amen. He said, you got to get rid, number one, you got to get rid of those hindrances in your life. I wonder how many of us, praise God, before it's too late, it's going to get rid of those hindrances in our life. That's going to keep us from that relationship with Christ that He wants us to have. Amen. I wonder how many of us are going to hang on to those old things, praise God, that's keeping us from loving God and loving one another because of our selfish desires. Amen. And not follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Not be followers of Christ. We're going to wait till it's too late. He says that we're going to wait too late to talk with Him. We're going to wait too late to listen to Him. He said we're going to wait too late to walk with Him. Amen. You say, is it relevant that we walk with God? How are we going to set an example? You say, well, preacher, am I supposed to say, hey, listen, we're supposed to set examples, praise God, for the lost. We're supposed to set examples for our children and our grandchildren. Amen. The only way we can do that is take up take up your cross and follow me. If we're not taking up our cross and following Christ, if we're not leading by example, praise God, then we're leading and we're deception. We're putting deception in the hearts and minds of our children. Amen. They're looking at our lives, believe it or not. They see what we do. They see how relevant everything is to us. How relevant is God to you? Is he relevant? Is He something that you need? You say, well, preacher, I can take it or leave it, you know. Well, yeah, that's the attitude. That's the attitude of most of the world. Amen. But guess what? Little Johnny's coming along behind us, and he sees that attitude too. He said, well, it's irrelevant. It don't matter if I go to church or not. It don't matter if I go on Sunday night. It don't matter if I go Wednesday. It don't matter if I go to revival me. It don't matter that I need to get help. Amen. He said, it just don't matter. It's irrelevant. But Jesus, he said in Mark chapter 10, verse 21, he said, hey, you got to take up your cross and you got to follow me because somebody's watching. Amen. But we got to do it before it's too late. We can't do it down the road because I told you, we only get one chance. We only get to live as children of God one time in this walk of life, and this life is short. It's fleeting. It's like the dew on the grass and it's gone. And we have one chance to live right. We have one chance to live unto God. Amen. We miss our chance. It's gone. Amen. What are people going to look when they roll you in, roll you down the aisle, and roll you into the front of a church somewhere in a box? Amen. Your testimony, praise God, that's where it ends right there. Amen. That's your testimony. Hey, listen, some man might get up and say spectacular words over you, but praise God, how you live your life. That's your testimony. Amen. That's your funeral. That's your inheritance that you leave. That's your heritage, amen, that you have. I wonder if we're going to wait till it's too late. As I thought about these disciples, he said, hey, listen, we didn't know about it. We didn't understand it. It's too late. That's why I'm here telling you this morning, praise God. Don't wait till it's too late. Begin to listen, talk to God and listen to God and walk with God while we have today. Amen. So while we have an opportunity in the Lord, amen, we need to do it today. We need to not wait too late to make the Lord our Lord. Amen. Don't wait too late to make Him your Lord. I believe what's happening today is we discussed in Sunday school that deception has come in, and we've come and we've made a profession, and we get up and we go and we say, hey, guess what I did? I went forward. I asked God to save me, and I believed in Him. And hey, it's not about you. It's about what He did in you. Amen. Amen. It's about what Christ did for you, the saving of your soul. Amen. Delivering you from a sinner's hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not a you, but praise God, it's me and you realizing, praise God, that we have to have help in this world that we live in. Amen. There's none of us, Brother Eddie, that don't need help. And we need help not from the world, but help from God. God's the one that can help us. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 3, He said, to whom will you flee for help? He asked, where are you going to go for help? I wonder today, praise God, if our children come along and ask us and says, Daddy, where can I get help? What would we tell them? What would you tell them today? What kind of example are you living before them today? Where would they run to get help? I would hope our children wouldn't have to say, hey, where can I get help? They would know where to get help. Amen. David said in Psalm 121, he said, I look unto the hills from which cometh my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord of the heaven and the earth. Amen. He said, I know where I get my help. Do you know where to get your help today? Amen. And you know where to get it before it's too late? Amen. One of these days it's going to be too late to get that help. Amen. What are we waiting for? Today is the day of salvation, praise God. Today is the day to cry out to the Lord for that help. Amen. Psalm 46 and 1, he said, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Are you in trouble today? Amen. Are you struggling? Or is the old devil trying to destroy your home, your family, your loved ones, people around you, people you work with? Today's the day of help from that trouble. But we got to know to cry out to God before it's too late. Don't wait till the devil's dragging you into a pit, praise God, to shout out the praises of God and say, I know where my help comes from. Amen. Ever-present help in the Lord. Before it's too late. Matthew chapter 15, verse 25. The story of the Syrophoenician woman. I got thinking about this. This Syrophoenician woman. She cried out to the Lord. Let me just read that to you. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 said, then Jesus went and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Amen. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. He said, I'm not sent unto the lost sheep, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Amen. This little Syrophoenician woman, praise God, had recognized and realized the precious Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the power and the might that He had. Amen. And this little mama, praise God, she didn't wait till it's too late. This little old daughter that was grievously vexed with the devil. Amen. You say, preacher, my children's on drugs. My children's on alcohol. They're away from God. What can I do? Amen. You got to do like this little Syrophoenician. You need to come to God with your supplication. And she said, then, and in the next verse, she says three words. She says three words from her heart. Lord, amen. Help me. Amen. She said, Lord, Lord God of glory, Lord Jesus Supreme, I know that you're the God of glory. Help me. Amen. You say, what do I have to do, preacher? Before it's too late, praise God, we got to cry, Lord, help me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Help me. Help you, praise God. Give you what you need. Answer your prayers. Hear your supplications. Amen, your pleas before it's too late. Amen, don't wait till it's too late to cry out, but cry out today. This little mama, on behalf of her daughter, she said, Lord, she's grievously vexed with the devil. It's grieving her. It's beating her down. How many of our children old devil's trying to beat down? How many of our children is the devil trying to drag off and into the world and discourage? Amen. You know what we do if we ain't very careful? We're just as discouraging as the world. Amen. Because we don't offer the encouragement that they need. Where does that encouragement come from? It's crying out to God and saying, Lord, help me. Make me that example to them that they can see Christ in me, the hope of glory. You know, that would take away a lot of the rebellion in the world today if we could just get the love of God in our hearts. Shed it abroad in our hearts. Amen. It would take the rebellion away. Praise God. It'd move us in different directions. But we can't wait till it's too late. We need to do like this little Syrophoenician. We need to cry out, Lord, help me. Today. Why it's today. Amen. Why we need help. Amen. One of these days it's going to be too late. But don't wait till it's too late. Why do we put it off? Why do we put it off? Hey, we know God can help us. Amen. We've seen Him help us. We know He's able to touch. We know He's able to touch our homes, our lives, our families, even to our hell. We know God's able. So why do we wait? It's all human nature. Amen. You know what the biggest thing is? Our stinking pride. Our stinking pride will keep us from getting our Bible out and sitting down with our children and say, hey, let's look at the Word of God for a few minutes tonight. Amen. Our stinking pride will keep us from doing that. Praise God, that'll help us in the long run. But we'll let our pride rise up and say, well, you know, we ain't been doing that, so they won't want to start it now. Praise God, I tell you what, if you get in there and you're earnestly desiring that close relationship with God, I guarantee you your young'uns will fall right in there with you. But don't wait till it's too late. Amen. Begin to shed abroad that from your heart. Amen. That you're taking in from the Word into your children, your grandchildren. Begin to place some hope into them so that they can have something to run on. Amen. So that they can have a foundation to build upon. We need it today before it's too late. It's too late when it's too late. But we need to be partakers in it now. Before it's too late, begin to partake in the kingdom of God. The things God has for us. Enjoy the goodness that He has for us. Amen? Before it's too late. Why would anybody not want what God wants to do? The help and encouragement, praise God. The relationship that God, the Creator, Sustainer of the world, wants to have with me and you. Why would anybody not want that? But that we're living in a world where they say, you know, that's nothing. I don't need that. Boy, that's deception of the devil. We need that more today than we've ever needed it in the history of these United States of America. We need a relationship, a strong relationship with the Lord. Amen. I tell these young couples when we counsel with them, I ask them the first question I ask them is about their salvation, number one. Because you don't want to start out unequally yoked with unbelievers. Number two, I ask them about their relationship to the church. If they plan on staying in. Amen. Staying in as a child of God and a place where you can get help. Because there's no help outside of God. Amen. And I tell them, number three, that if you don't stay in church, if you don't allow God to help you, you will not make it. The devil will destroy your home. He'll destroy your relationship. He'll destroy your friend, your children. He'll destroy everything you try to do. When you get out of the will of God, when you get out on your own. Amen. You can ask any of these that I've married. We discuss this with them. Amen. We just show them in the Word of God, praise God, how God wants to help them, how He wants to encourage them, how He wants to lead them. That's the primary thing in a relationship, is putting God first. When we put Him first and we trust in Him, then we can love Him, He can love us, and He can show us how to love someone else. Amen. Without the love of God in your heart, you can't love somebody. Amen. You don't have that love in you till you get the love of God in you. That's true love. Amen. That's love that'll overcome obstacles. That's true. That's love that'll get you through the hard times. It's that'll encourage you when things is bad so that you can enjoy. You can begin, before it's too late, you can begin to partake in the kingdom of God now. You say, well, preacher, when I get to heaven, boy, why not do it now? Amen. Don't wait till then, praise God. You're missing out on the blessings of God. And you may not make it. Praise the Lord. Expect better things now Amen. Expect better things today. Not later on. Not down the road a ways. Praise God. Expect better things. Amen. Right now. I know we're expecting better things down the road. Hebrews 11:16, praise God, He said, we expect better things when we get to that glorious place that Jesus has prepared. But I say, praise God, that we can expect better things today. Amen. When we begin to walk with God and communicate with Him, and He begins to be our Lord. But we can do it now before it's too late. We don't have to wait till some other day. But we can do it today. Amen. We need to enjoy salvation day, our salvation, before it's too late. Our salvation. We need to be getting in on this, praise God, on the bottom floor before it's too late. Amen. God wants us to enjoy salvation today. In John chapter 15, verse 11, Jesus says this. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Are you full of joy today? Do you have joy in your heart? Are you happy? Huh? Are you happy with your life? Are you happy in the way you're going? Are you happy with people around you? Huh? Are you rejoicing, praise God, in all that God's made and give and put in your path? Jesus said, "Hey, listen, I want you to joy. I want you to be full of joy." Amen. He said, "So if you're abiding in me, praise God, you'll have that joy." He said, "I'll give you the joy, praise God, that you need in your heart and the joy in your life." Amen. The joy of our salvation. Salvation is a marvelous thing. Amen. And we need to just get in and rejoice in it. Amen. We ought to be happy that we're children of God. Happy that God's showing us the way. Happy that God's helping us and leading us, praise God, for the cause of Christ. It ought to bring joy to our hearts to know that. Amen. Before it's too late. We're a joy in salvation. Amen. Before it's too late. One day it'll be too late. One day it'll be too late to be saved. Praise the Lord. One day, hey, listen, you listen to me. One day it'll be too late to be saved. Are you saved today? Do you know the Lord and the free pardon of sin? Do you have the love of God in your heart? God help us. Do you have love? One of these days it's going to be too late to be saved. Do you know that? One of these days it's going to be too late to be saved. One of these days the last Holy Ghost message is going to be preached. One of these days. The last Holy Ghost message that you hear will be preached one of these days. And one of these days, the last Holy Ghost dealing is going to finish dealing. Amen. And then it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. We need to heed the touch of God today. We need to get in and be partakers in this today before it's too late. God wants us to be partakers today. He don't want us to wait too late. He wants us to know that we're saved. Amen. He wants to know it. Do you know that you're saved today? You better know before it's too late. Let me do this one more time. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. "He that believeth in God hath a witness in himself." Amen. "He that believeth on the Son of God." You believe in Jesus? He said, "Well, then you've got a witness in you." Amen. There's a witness in you. "That he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son." You don't believe what Jesus done for you. He said, "This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." We have eternal life. We can know that we're saved today through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. "He that hath the Son hath life." Boy, I tell you, I underlined those words right there. Those five little words makes all the difference. He that hath the Son hath life. Amen. If you got the Son, you've got life. Eternal life with Christ Jesus the Lord. "And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." You're dead in your trespasses and sins. He says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." That you can know. You know it's a no-so salvation. Well, I feel sorry for these people that run around here and say, "Well, preacher, you can't really know whether you're saved or not." Yeah, you can. Because if you're saved and the Holy Ghost God moves your heart, you've got a witness in you. That witness tells you, "Hey, listen, wait a minute, buddy. What you're doing ain't right." Amen. He got somebody in you that said, hey, buddy, he said, boy, what you're doing is pleasing to God. Amen. It's that Holy Spirit of God in us. But praise God, we got to know that we got that before it's too late. Before it's too late. Why, the Holy Ghost of God's a dealing on our heart. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verse 41, he was talking about this triumphant entering. Jesus went up on top of the mountain. He looked out over Jerusalem. The Bible says, Jesus beheld the city and wept over it. You know why he wept over that city? Because he looked out over that city and he knew that they knew the truth. He knew, are you hearing me? He knew that they knew the truth, but they wouldn't allow it to be a part of their life. See, they were too prideful. The scribes and the Pharisees, all these religious people were too prideful to say, like the little Syrophoenician woman, Lord, God of glory, help me. Amen. He knew that they were too prideful to do that. But I want to say today, praise God, it's not too late for salvation. God is still calling men and women today. And if we begin to cry out and listen and walk with God, minister for Him, ask Him to help us in what we do, what we need, God will begin to minister to us and through us the precious thing of God, making us what He wants us to be, spreading the love of God abroad in our hearts. So we have a compassion for the lost person. Compassion that's struggling in their faith. The Bible says we're supposed to come alongside people like that. Not beat them up, but to pray for them and encourage them. Show them the right way. Amen. And do it in love. Not because we want to be spiteful or vindictive, but because we want to help them in a closer relationship with the Lord, to make us into that kind of people that we want to be, the kind of life that we want to have, or to be the kind of life that we want them to have. In closing, I read a statement here a while back. Abraham Lincoln, it was in my little daily thing that I put my notes in. Abraham Lincoln said this, and boy, it struck a chord in my heart. He said, in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. And boy, I tell you, that sunk home to me. It's not the number of years in your life, but it's the life in your years. Amen. It's what you have in you and what we allow God to do for us that makes a difference. We can live a long, long life, but if we live it in misery without hope, it's no life at all. But praise be to God that before it's too late, we can step out on faith and walk with God in the guidance and leadership of a holy and righteous God. And He encouraged our heart. He'd come alongside us. He said, I'll send you a consoler. Jesus said, I've got to go away. He said, I'm going to send you a consoler, a counselor, someone to help you who's going to walk beside you. Amen. I want to say today, praise God, if you're a child of God, we're a child of God, praise God, we've got somebody walking along beside us every step of this way. He said, He'd never leave us nor forsake, but said He'd be right there beside us to point us in the right direction. Amen. All we got to do is just pray and listen and walk. Amen. Follow Jesus.